Now, this is the time when... Where's all these people? Where are they?
We're here.
Yeah, that's right. Reese is here, so we're okay, everybody. But, you know, the young man that's going to be sharing thoughts with us tonight is a young man that I've cheered for a lot of years. And he would be in my life, and then he'd be gone for years, and then he'd pop up again. And so often he'd come to the service, and he'd come in when we were to Swedenborg. He would come in and go out at the end. I'd never get, kind of like you did, Debbie. She came in late, and then she left early in that little red coat. Then finally she came back and stayed with us. And that's the same with our speaker tonight. He'd come in and he'd disappear. And we didn't chase him off, I don't think. I think he just decided to leave right away. Probably had somebody out there waiting for him. Where did he go? I don't want you to miss this great introduction I'm giving you. But the thing is, this man knows, he knows, he knows. He knows he's tested it out, and the Bible asks us to test. Doesn't say go out and believe blindly. Test, 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 and this kid has done that. He has tested, and he finds that it is the way that he chooses to live, and I am thankful because I believe that he will be able to touch a lot of people's heartstrings in his young years, and he's still a baby. He's a wonderful baby. This is our Spencer. Everybody knows Spencer. Our president!
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. We're small and mighty tonight, so this is nice and cozy in here. I hope it wasn't me that chased everybody off tonight. Tonight I wanted to talk about the connection between body and soul a little bit. And one of the strangest things that happened to me as I came to hear this spiritual place, it's actually the place that taught me to appreciate my physical wants, needs, and desires better. And I think most people go opposite from that. They're physical and they come in here to be more spiritual. My whole life I'd always strived to do the right thing and be a spiritual person. So I was actually surprised that coming here, getting immersed in Millie's classes and following our thought pattern, that it taught me to pay more attention to my physical being. Now, you know, we are spiritual beings who've temporarily been sent or we've chosen to come to this physical world. Our natural state of who we are is a body of light, which really has no physical wants or physical needs or desires. The truth is that when we came here, we actually came to play a game. And the game goes something like this. For us to be able to get the lessons we need to learn on the earth plane here, we need to forget everything that we know. We need to forget our connection to God and Spirit, our greatness, who we are inside. And the reason that we play that game is so that these lessons that come through us, we'll actually get to learn them and have them be a part of us, that they'll stick to us, right? So a lot of the stuff that we learn and go through here, we actually already know. So tonight, just for a few moments, I'd like you to listen to me with an open mind and play the game and set aside what you think you know is your truth already here on the earth plane. Let's just set it aside for a moment. And set aside the lessons you've learned so far. So already you're probably saying to yourself by now, okay, Spencer, why would we play the silly game where we forget everything that we know? We've kind of worked hard to learn stuff, haven't we? So why would we set it aside? God knows us well enough to know that many of our lessons won't sink in or be learned without a physical classroom. So I'm sure that you've had to learn a new task, like at work where you were required to learn by watching someone first. And then when it came your time to do it, there were small details of that new task that you had a hard time remembering until doing it for a few times and letting it sink in and become part of who you are. Being a physical being opens up the ability for us to connect and learn on a level that isn't possible as a body of light. Stuff that we need to know, we actually get to experience on the physical plane. God knows that you have to feel it to learn it. So now we know our lesson here on earth is about physical. Is it a mistake to focus too much on spiritual values? There are monks, nuns, who spend their whole life in prayer or solitude. And is it possible that they're missing the whole point of the journey to earth, our physical lesson? They may be missing some of the great lessons they were sent to learn. There actually needs to be a balance between physical and spiritual. Too much of just one is not a good thing, and it can affect your health. Coming to Fraternal Spiritualist Church, I learned more about my physical being. My whole life, I had always strived to be such a good spiritual being, so much so that I began to ignore my physical. At one point, I was nearly 100 pounds heavier than I am today. My imbalance was definitely caused by ignoring my physical. I was completely out of touch with my body, and I was missing some of the lessons I was meant to learn. I was thrown off balance by a heartbreak, and I was trying to hide from the pain. It's easy to get out of balance. Some of the lessons are hard to learn here. They come with pain attached. Heartbreak is a good example. After a love loss, many people react by either eating or drinking to help hide the pain. There becomes an imbalance, and people lose sight of the pain, that the pain was actually a part of the lesson that they were supposed to learn. We should pull that pain close to us, have it become a part of us, and learn from it. Pain shows us what we feel is important in our lives. It lets us know what we came here to accomplish, what the whole point of us coming here was. It's not something to mask and hide from. The pain of a lost love is actually meant to teach us a preciousness. And this is actually a component of the feeling that we call love. Love is made up of many things that get tied together, kind of like a nice bag of potpourri. Tied up inside the feeling we call love is patience, forgiveness, respect, giving, and much more. Now, do you think being beautiful or less attractive is part of our physical lesson on earth? One of my best friends was a very attractive guy. He looked like the movie actor Montgomery Clift, if you've watched old movies. He looked just like him. Whenever I was with him, things were easier. People gave us special treatment. Doors open. Once we were waiting at line to go in nightclubbing in New York City. It was a long line. It probably would have taken an hour to get in. And the bouncers actually came through the line and picked me and him out and said, come on. And they put us up to the front of the line just from how he looked. We were kind of back in younger, punkier days, right? And they pulled it. They thought we were cool, and they pulled us up to the front of the line. Once we got in the club, they even put us in the VIP lounge. Life was easy for my friend Kelsey because of his look, and he was given privileged treatment. But treatment like that privileged treatment, it actually comes with a cost. It had an effect on Kelsey, and it made him feel shallow or come across as shallow. And he didn't appreciate things that many other people have to work hard for. A lot of people just gave him stuff, you know? So the way you choose to look when you come here on the earth plane will affect your experience. And let's talk about something I know about, which is being fat. Being heavy will cause some people to treat you a certain way. Some people will stand off or make fun of your weight. This is a physical experience, and you would never be able to get as a body of light, which is our true expression. So God gave us this gift to send us here to learn about physical, including things like hunger, pain, physical contact, like a hug. Right now, Kaiser Permanente's ad currently running on the radio says that giving someone a hug will drop their blood pressure. Just a simple hug. It's powerful stuff, and it's one of God's greatest gifts, the love, the sharing, and the physical contact. In the Bible, God says, your body is your temple. Why would God say that? I mean, he's spiritual, right? Why would he say your body's your temple? Could it be that he knows your physical is tied to your spiritual? We actually learn about love through time, which may not even exist in spirit. Without time and an ending point for our lessons, we actually could have a fight that could last 10,000 years. Could never stop. Years ago, my cat, Katrina, died, and I learned a lot from the experience. God used my pets to teach me something with the right amount of pain. That lesson would have been missed the loss of someone more important to me, like when my brother Ann or cousin passed. God picked the right order for me for those events to unfold and get the meaning of the lesson being shared. Anyway, let me tell you about my cat. Her name was Katrina, and she was pretty much a cat dog. She had the easy care of a cat, but all of the fun and interaction of a dog. You know, cats are aloof. My cat used to come when I called her. She'd play fetch and even bring the ball back and drop it right at my feet, and then just like a dog did, right? And Katrina was very spiritual. In fact, I said that she was a practicing cat lick. Oh, good. You got it. She was. She even had a confirmation name. Her full name was Sabrina, Katrina, Cleocatra, and Helica Kitty. That's her full confirmation cat lick name. At the time, Katrina was my best friend. I even made decisions with her in mind. When I bought the condo that I currently live in now, I was careful to pick out a place that I knew Katrina would enjoy. She was kind of a feisty little cat, so I bought the balcony in front where all the people could walk by and she could terrorize them. Anyway, her loss hit me really hard. I was taught all the elements of love from that loss. Elements like time, distance, respect, patience, giving, cuddling, and forgiveness. In a physical world, being male or female is also a lesson in and of itself. Many cultures have come to arrangements or agreements to teach lessons just based on a person's gender. Many countries treat women as a second-class status. The Bible talks of the role of women, mother, daughter, wife, saying that she must be respected. And often women who were culturalized in that culture appreciate the role that they're in. They feel protected by that agreement and are surely on a different path than many American women are on, who wouldn't feel comfortable in that same role. And many people tend to believe that men are more likely to be caught up in physical journeys on the earth than women. Men, you know, look more and that kind of stuff. We also get our experience about who we are from race, the race that we chose to come of. Being part of a large group or a smaller group teaches us lessons about being connected to people. Those lessons, of course, cross into love and life, and you see groups adopting certain cultures or practices that create a groupthink and comfort of a group. Coming as a physical being allows us to experience being separate or alone. Giving becomes possible when we become physical. As a spirit, we have no physical wants or needs. There's no need for giving. If you don't have any wants or needs, there's nothing to give. Hugs are gifts that spirits can't receive the same way that you and I are free to give them. Please don't miss your chance to give while you have a chance. Our real existence is as a spirit, a body of light. Our fears can be expressed from being physical. I had a black friend who told me that whenever an elderly white woman would get on the elevator with him, they would clutch their purse like they were afraid of him. He was such a nice man, and our culture caused many people to be afraid of him. He was a big guy, too, so I'm sure that fed into it a little more, too. I recently saw a photo on Facebook. It was on last week, and I'm sure a lot of you saw it, too. It had a picture of Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, and the caption said, as you read it, "Be careful with your perceptions. Only one of these people is a convicted felon." Right? 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 It's true, right? But stop and think about how your conditioning leads to judgments and believe that they are not always true. These lessons are also part of our physical journey. One of the greatest physical lessons that comes to us is fear. Fear is often misdiagnosed as hate. Being afraid is the root cause of mankind's most destructive behaviors, war. This one-act war has the ability to teach all of the physical lessons that we came to experience all rolled up into one event. Although war is a negative expression, it has the ability to teach us something about our entire physical journey. Wars create loss, aloneness, hunger, fear. These are very valuable lessons for the physical. We can't feel separate or hungry as a body of light. So as a physical being, we get a deeper learning of love and all the components that make up love. War makes people we love more valuable to us. Now, in our lives, What other physical beliefs have we adopted and believed to be the truth, when in reality some of these things are meant to be a lesson to experience and let go and not have it shape our whole life experience here? Have you ever met someone who is one of their lessons? Instead of learning, they became the lesson. For example, I know you've met someone that you would describe as angry. Not having anger, but she's an angry woman. That's her whole being. Something went out of balance for these people, and instead of learning from the lesson they needed to get and letting it go, they let it change their whole life. And they could be missing some of the lessons they need to get. One way I have found to put my life in balance is by attending Millie's classes. This year in Circle, my step-grandmother came to apologize for my abusive stepfather's behavior while he was on Earth. He was a violent alcoholic. There's some lessons in that, too. But to be honest with you, I wouldn't let him apologize. I was still very angry. He tried a few times. He came to a few different classes. And I wouldn't stop to listen. He wanted this to happen so badly that he finally sent my step-grandmother, his mother, to apologize. In the class, she actually even took some of the blame, blaming her motherhood for how her son turned out and how he treated me. She did that so I would stop and listen. It meant so much to the person on the other side, my stepfather, to give forgiveness to me or for me to forgive him so he could move on with his God work. Connie, a classmate in the Circle, on Thursday night brought my grandmother through. The Circle took a bit of time to set up so I would know who it was. Then my stepfather spoke through Connie. All that she said was, "I love you. I love you. I love you." She paused and said, "The spirits feel you can't hear them. Let me say this again. I love you." Forgiveness has to be connected to both our body and soul. From that one experience, I lost 20 pounds. Just hearing that, nothing else. When my soul healed, so did my body. Also, after Katrina passed, she came to cuddle with me in spirit. She curled up right on my bed, right the same spot when she did when she was here on the earth plane. I could feel her. And at first I was like, "What's that?" Then I realized, oh my gosh, that's my cat. So in the end, our family, animals, guides, and angels continue to watch over us. We came to play a game. We decided to come to the earth plane. We chose to forget our own greatness and our connection to God and spirit. We did this to learn lessons on a cellular level so we could learn all about the lessons that we needed to know to be a complete being. In conclusion, my hope for you coming to hear this tonight is that you would be able to stop, take a moment of your life, and look to see where you have let a lesson go off track and become too much of your being. It's not too late for you to undo an area of your life where you gained too much weight or stopped dating because you felt too much pain. Our guides are all around us and want to help us get back in balance. To let go of roadblocks that prevent us from living in full empowerment, it's also a gift for others. When you are whole, then you are able to help others on their journey. So if you have trouble letting go to get yourself back in balance, and you can't do it for yourself, then do it to help others. Thank you for this time.
What do you think, kids? I'd say that was pretty nice. How many was there the night that, in class the night that Risa and in class the night that happened for Spencer? What a treat for us. Good. What was that, like six people? That's pretty good. We have 36 here today, I think. That's about six of them got to reminisce through that. Mentor, that was just wonderful, honey. He's really stepped up to help our church. I'd say that's a blessing that he's giving us. Who's